Parshas Toldos features the famous scene with the sale of the Bechora. Esav comes in, sees Yaakov making adashim, some lentil stew, and wants to eat from that stew. And he says in Perek Chafei Pasuk Lamed, Ha'teni na min ha'adom ha'adom, give me some of that that red stuff, that very red stuff. And the pasuk says Al Kain Kara Shema Edom, and therefore his name was called Edom, and we know that the nation of Edom descends from Esav. Esav is known as Edom. He's called at the end of Parshas Vayishlach. It says talks about the nation of Edom, and that all comes from Esav here. Al Kain Kara Shema Edom, because of this scene. And just one thing we have to ask on this phrase, Akin Karashamo, therefore he is called, his name is called Edom, so who called him that? And I guess there would be three options. It could just be that the caller called him Edom, meaning that's why people call him Edom, you know, reflecting on, reading this story, that's why he would be called Edom. Another possibility would be Yaakov, and that's brought down in the Midrash Seichel Tov, that it's Yaakov who called him Edom, that it is, and Svarno also indicates that Yaakov was the one who called him Edom, and actually on the spot he called him Edom. And I think there is a you know, important discussion to be had on that, and the significance of Yaakov calling him Edom. But I want to bring down the Das Akenim, which suggests a different pshat, and also explaining what the phrase min ha'adom ha'adom, from the red, what that really means. So the Das Akenim explains that it doesn't seem as if he was just, you know, called Edom for this scene because of the stew, but I mean, we know that he came out Admoni. He came out, right, just a few psukim earlier tells us that he came out with a ruddy complexion, with a reddish color. So that must have had something to do with this conversation here. You can't completely eliminate the fact that he is, he is reddish himself, and he's called Edom, and just to say that it's all about the stew doesn't seem like that's the case. And indeed, the Das Akenim explains that, what was he saying when he said Hal Teini Na Min Ha'adom Ha'adom? He was saying that you should pour for me from the red soup, because I am red too. Meaning the way I think the Das Akenim is understanding the pasuk is that, like, Hal Teini Na Min Ha'adom Ha'adom. So like the second Ha'adom, the red, is saying like the red man, the red person, me, and Hal Teini is pour for me from the red stew. And then Ha'adom is going back to Halateni, like pour for me, so it's the red. So basically the way you should read this phrase is pour for me, the red man, from the red soup. As if to say that it is fitting for me. This is appropriate for me, the red person, to be eating red food. Therefore, you should indeed pour it for me. And also, therefore, Akin Karashimo Edom, therefore he himself, says the Das Akenim, is calling himself Edom. He essentially called himself Edom at this moment. So that's interesting. We see over here that the Bali Tosfos are explaining the Das Akenim that he was the one who labeled himself as Edom. And it's not the first time we see Esav do something like this with the wordplay with the names. Later on in the parsha, after the stealing of the bracha, so he says, "Hachi Karashmo Yaakov." Is this why Yaakov's name is Yaakov? Yaakveni, because he tricked me. Yaakov is lashon of Ekev, could be, you know, trickery or deceit or cleverness. So he says, "Is this Hachi Karashmo Yaakov? Is this why his name was Yaakov? Because he's a trickster." So according to the Das Akenim, there are two times in the parsha where Esav makes a ha'ara about and almost a pun, which Das Akenim here say, really it is something that's like no falashan and alashan. It's some sort of pun that, look, you know, I'm red, the food is red, Yaakov's name is Yaakov, and there, and he indeed tricked me. So this seems to be a theme in Esav's life, but what could the significance of that be? And I would suggest that Esav perhaps is arguing, or at least demonstrating, that people are the way they are and they cannot change. That, you know, Yaakov, he was named Yaakov at birth, and he's always been a trickster, and he can, and that's what he always will be, right? And that's his nature, and that's just what it is. And I am red, meaning what's the argument? What's the Das Kingdom saying that because I'm red and it's red, therefore you should give it to me? Like, what kind of argument is that? But what he's saying is that this is, I mean, of course, what it represents and the Gashmias, and you can speak about that piece. But he's saying that I am red. I was born red. I always will be red. And therefore, you should give me the red things. And I'm like a, you know, I have raw personality. This is raw food, whatever you might want to, you know, say, suggesting the symbolism of the redness. But he's saying that that's what I am, and that's who I always will be. And Al Kein Kara Shemo Edom. That's why you should always call me Edom. That's who I am. And Yaakov is who he is. He is that trickster. And the truth is that we believe that there's such thing as growth. Yes, it's true that, you know, there is, you know, something that we're implanted. We have predispositions to various things, right? Based on nature, based on nurture, our biology is our biology, and our, you know, the way we were raised is the way we were raised. But that should not be completely limiting to us. According to the Das Kingdom, who calls him Edom? Not Yaakov, not everybody else. He calls himself Edom. He labeled himself as unable to grow spiritually, to be more refined. He says, Yaakov is who Yaakov is, I am who I am, and that's just how it's always going to be. Of course, we know in Parshas Vayishlach that when Yaakov fights with the Malach, whom Chazal tell us that it's actually the Tsar Esav. So Esav actually informs Yaakov about a name change, that you're, you know, no longer you're going to be just Yaakov, you're going to be Yisrael, a more exalted, elevated name. And as I alluded to earlier, it's interesting if Yaakov is one who called Esav Edom, because now over, you know, in Parshas Vayishlach, the Tsar Esav is calling Yaakov Yisrael, but at least working, there's more to say about that, but just working with the Das Kingdom's shot over here, that Esav labeled himself as Esav. He labeled himself and Edom as he was born, and Yaakov, and he labeled Yaakov as Yaakov. But later on, at least the Tsar Esav will tell Yaakov that, you know what, you've risen up from Yaakov and you've become Yisrael. The lesson for us, of course, is not to put limitations on ourselves, to label ourselves as sinners or any negative midah, but to realize that we're able to grow, and if we are able to, then we must.